Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We're getting news this morning of yet another attack on a woman in Boston. Boston police are investigating whether a sexual assault in Alston this weekend is related to a similar attack earlier this month, both of which occurred when the women got into an unlicensed taxi cab in the city. They're just the latest in a spate of attacks on women in Boston this summer. They follow attacks on Beacon Hill and Mission Hill in June. And then in South Boston last month, three women were attacked within a 19-hour period. One of them, Amy Lord, was kidnapped and killed. So this morning, we're going to look at a program that teaches women how to fight back when confronted by violence. WBUR's Dolores Handy visited the training center in Roxbury and has this report.
I want to hear from people what we're afraid of. Things you're afraid of.
And creeps at night.
Creeps!
creeps.
So we all in a great agreement with that? We're afraid of creeps?
It's the opening session of an intensive self-defense course being offered at the Madison Park Village Housing Corporation in Roxbury. Monique Blocker works for the housing development as a VIP, that is, Violence Intervention Prevention Youth Leader.
Who doesn't feel a little cautious when they're walking at night or feel a little worried?
Blocker is the one who reached out to bring the classes to her neighborhood.
I know there was some Mission Hill attacks on women not too long ago, and that's what really sort of motivated me to get this in my neighborhood for young girls and women.
The classes are part of Girls Leap. Leap, an acronym for Lifetime Empowerment and Awareness Program. It was founded 16 years ago as a community response to a wave of sexual assaults against women and girls in Cambridge. Executive Director Katiana Ballantyne explains.
A group of women came together to find out what they could do, what kind of resources were there. And what they found is there were actually no resources available for teens under the age of 18. So for them, that was a call to action. You know, we need to do something here.
Girls Leap classes are now taught in the Cambridge Public Schools. The program has also expanded through community partners into other areas, including Boston, where it says those at highest risk for sexual assault are girls aged 10 to 14. Ballantyne says the curriculum is tailored with that in mind.
A very gender-specific curriculum to empower girls, to make them feel that they are worthy, that they can, you know, achieve anything. And we have teen mentors who form the teaching team of five or six and then deliver programming to about 15 to 20 girls at a community center, an after-school center, in the public schools.
This curriculum is designed for a woman's body, so where we carry our power is hips, thighs, core.
This Girls Leap class in Roxbury is being led by Christina and Jimmy, along with three other Boston area college students. And Jimmy is a Massachusetts AmeriCorps member.
So this is what we call our strong stance. This is the building block. We're going to pair this with a skill.
The sessions are transformative, with the aha moments coming almost immediately.
Do you think with her feet shoulder width apart, she's the most sturdy, most strong?
I don't believe
no.
that. Yeah, probably with like a foot forward.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do we feel a little
16-year-old Shania Baker of Brooklyn, New York, gets it right away. She's in Boston spending the summer with her grandmother, Norma Harris, who lives in the Madison Park Village development. Shania says there's always a level of fear when she's outside at certain hours, whether she's at home in Brooklyn or visiting here in Boston.
All the time, because nowhere's safe.
It's kind of hard for teenagers to walk around here, you know, when it's dark, mm-hmm. you know, especially like in the summer.
That's Shania's grandmother, Norma Harris.
Kids just want to hang out. A lot of time they are unable to do that, you know, especially if like if there's a concert or something, like a football game, you know, it's not that safe. It is kind of scary to walk around at night.
I want to hear back from you guys, things that we just learned.
Being aware.
But all the time.
Harris didn't just drop her granddaughter off at the self-defense classes. She herself took part, saying she learned skills that could have made a difference in her own life years ago.
In my younger days, I had things that happened to me, you know, and I didn't know what to do, you know, and I wish that back then they had classes like this. things did happen, and sometimes it's hard to forget, you know. But now, like she said, I am strong, and I can defend myself. And I can't wait to come back tomorrow to learn more, and the next day after that.
The class includes exercises using new skills, such as the wrist breakaway, how to get away when someone grabs you. It also reinforces life lessons, like the ones your parents taught you, walk with confidence. Then there's a strong reminder of the power of your own voice.
Girls Leave loves the word
no.
So I want to hear your loudest, craziest Girls Leave no. Okay? Ready?
Go! No!
A loud no is a clear sign to anyone nearby that you could be in danger. Another focus is on helping girls distinguish between real threats to their own safety and conflicts that they can resolve. The goal of Girls Leap is to keep young women safe by teaching them to become agents in their own safety. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.